na chaitana prabhal sana na jaya chaita gadana shiva sadhi.
The following is a lecture given by His Holiness Jaya Bhataka Swami on September 21st, 1983 in Atlanta, Georgia. The class begins with a reading from the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Ancha Leela, Chapter 11, Verse 1 through 101.
Namami Haridasam Tang Chaitanyang Tang Chatat Prabhum Sangstitam Apiyan Murting Swanke Kritva Nanartaya. Let me offer my respectful obeisances unto Haridas Thakur and his master Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who danced with the body of Haridas Thakur on his lap. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nitya Jaya Dayamay Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Dayamay Jaya Daita Priya Nityananda Priya Joy Jaya Daita Priya Nityananda Priya Joy Jaya Sri Nivaseswara Hari Dasanath Jaya Sri Nivaseswara Hari Dasanath Jaya Godadhara Priya Sarupa Prananath Jaya Godadhara Priya Sarupa Prananath Jaya Srinivaseswara Hari Dasanath Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Dayamoy
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Dayamoy
Jaya Dvaita Priya Nityananda Priya Joy
Jaya Dvaita Priya Nityananda Priya Joy
All glories to Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is very merciful and who is very dear to Advaita Acharya Lord Nityananda. Jaya Srinivaseswar Hari Dasanath
Jaya Srinivaseswar Jaya
Jai Srinivas Iswar Haridas Nath.
Jaya Srinivas Iswar Haridas Nath.
Jaya Godadhara Priya Sarupa Prananath.
Jaya Godadhara Priya Sarupa
Prananath. All glories to the master of Srinivas Thakur. All glories to the master of Haridas Thakur. All glories to the dear master of Godadhar Pandit. All glories to the master of the life of Sarupa Damodar. Joya Kasi Priyo Jagananda Praneshar. Joya Kasi Priyo Jagadananda Praneshwar. Joya Rup Sanatan Raghunatheswar.
Joya Rup Sanatan Raghunatheswar.
All glories to Lord Sri Chaitanya, who is very dear to Kasi Misra. He is the Lord of the life of Jagadananda and the Lord of Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, and Raghunath Das Goswami. Jaya Gora Deho Krishna Swayam Bhagavan. Vipa Kari Deho Prabhu Nija Padadhan. Deho Prabhu Nija Padadhan. All glories to the transcendental form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Krishna Himself, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. My dear Lord, kindly give me shelter at your lotus feet by your causeless mercy. Joya Nityananda Chandra Joya Chaitanya Pran.
Joya Nityananda Chandra Joya Chaitanya Pran.
Tuma Charana Binde Bhakti Dehodan. Tumar charanaro vinde bhakti dehodan. All glories to Lord Nityananda, who is the life and soul of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. My dear Lord, kindly give me engagement in devotional service at your lotus feet. Jaya Jaya Dvaita Chandra Chaitanya Rajo. Jaya Jaya Swacharane Bhakti Deho Jaya Dvaita Chajo. Swacharane Bhakti Deho Jaya Dvaita Chajo. All glories to Dvaita Acharya, who is treated by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as superior due to his age and respectability. Please give me engagement in devotional service at your lotus feet. Joya Gora Bhakta Gana Gora Jara Pran. Joya Gora Bhakta Gana Gora Jara Pran. Sava Bhakta Mili More Bhakti Dehodan. Sava Bhakta Mili More Deho Bhakti Dan. All glories to all the devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, for the Lord is their light and soul. All of you, kindly bestow devotional service upon me. Jaya Rup Sanatan Jiva Raghunath, Raghunatha Gopala Choy Morana. All glories to Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Jiva Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, and Gopal Bhatta Goswami. The six Goswamis of Vrindavana, they are all my masters. Esa prasade liki chaitanya lila gun, jaiche toiche liki kori apona pavan. I am writing this narration of the pastime and attributes of the Lord by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates. I do not know how to write properly, but I am purifying myself by writing this description. Emato Mahaprabhu nila chulivash, omnivakta ganaloya kirtana vilash. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu thus resided at Jagannath Puri with his personal devotees and enjoyed the congregational chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Dine nitya kirtane sara darasan, ratri raya sarupsane rasa asadan. In the daytime, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu engaged in dancing and chanting and in singing the temple of Lord Jagannath. At night, in the company of his most confidential devotees, such as Ramananda Rai and Sarup Damodar Goswami, he tasted the nectar of the transcendental mellows of Lord Sri Krishna's pastimes. Emato Mahaprabhu suke kalo jai, Krishna abiroho vikai angi nanahai. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very happily passed his days in this way at Nilachal Jagannath Puri. Feeling separation from Krishna, he exhibited many transcendental symptoms all over his body. Dine dine bari vikaratre otisoy, chinta udveg pralapadi jato sastre koi. Day after day the symptoms increased, and at night they increased even more. All these symptoms, such as transcendental anxiety, agitation, and talking like a madman, were present, just as they are described in the Shastras. Sarupa Gosaiya Ramananda Rai, Ratri Dine Kare Dohe Prabhura Sahai. Sarupa Damodar Goswami and Ramananda Rai, the chief assistants in Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes, remained with him both day and night. Akodin Govinda Moha Prasada Loya Hari Dashe Dite Gela Anandidi Anandito Hoya. Akodin Govinda Moha Prasada Loya Hari Dashe Dite Gela Anandito Hoya. One day Govinda, the personal servant of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, went in great jubilation to deliver the remnants of Lord Jagannath's food to Haridas Thakur. Deke Haridasa Thakur Kuriyache Soyan Mondo Mondo Kuriteche Sankhya Sankirtan. When Govinda came to Haridas, he saw that Haridas was lying on his back and chanting his rounds very slowly. Govinda Kohe Uto Asi Koroho Bojan Haridasa Kohe Aji Koribu Langan. Please rise and take your Mahaprasad, Govinda said. Haridas Thakur replied, today I shall observe fasting. Sankhya Kirtana Pure Nahi Kyamote Kaivo Mahaprasad Aniyacho Kyamote Upekhivo. I have not finished chanting my regular number of rounds. How then can I eat? But you have brought Mahaprasad, and how can I neglect it? Eto boli Mahaprasad korila bandan akarancha loyatar korila bakhan. Saying this, he offered prayers to the Mahaprasad, took a little portion and ate it. Report. Mahaprasad is not different from Krishna. Therefore, instead of eating Mahaprasad, one should honor it. It is said that Korila Bandan, he offered prayers. When taking Mahaprasad, one should not consider the food ordinary preparations. Prasad means favor. One should consider Mahaprasad a favor of Krishna. As stated by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Krishna Varodayamoya Korivare Jivajoy Swaprasad Anna Dilabai. Krishna is very kind. In this material world, we are all very attached to tasting various types of food. Therefore, Krishna eats many nice varieties of food and offers the food back to the devotees. So that not only are one's demands for various tastes satisfied, but by eating prasad, he makes advancement in spiritual life. Therefore, we should never consider ordinary food on an equal level with Mahaprasad. Aro dina Mahaprabhu tara tai aila Shusta hao Haridas boli tare puchila. The next day, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Haridas's place and inquired from him, Haridas, are you well? Namaskar kori te ho koila nivedan Sarir susto hoye mor asusto buddhimon. Translation. Haridas offered his obeisances to the Lord and replied, my body is all right, but my mind and intelligence are not well. Prabhu kohe kon byadi koho to nirnoy teho kohe sankhya kirtan napuroy. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu further inquired from Haridas, can you ascertain what your disease is? Haridas Thakur replied, my disease is that I cannot complete my rounds. Report. If one cannot complete the fixed number of rounds he is assigned, he should be considered to be in a diseased condition of spiritual life. Srila Haridas Thakur is called Namacharya. Of course, we cannot imitate Haridas Thakur, but everyone must chant a prescribed number of rounds. In our Krishna consciousness movement, we have fixed 16 rounds as the minimum, so that the Westerners will not feel burdened. These 16 rounds must be chanted, and chanted loudly, so that one can hear himself and others. Hare Krishna. Prabhu kohe vriddho hoila sankhya alpokor siddho deho tumi sadhane agroho kene kor. Translation. Now that you have become old, the Lord said, you may reduce the number of rounds you chant daily. You are already liberated, and therefore you need not follow the regulative principles very strictly. Report. Unless one has come to the platform of spontaneous love of God, he must follow the regulative principles. Thakur Haridas was a living example of how to follow the regulative principles. Similarly, Raghunath Das Goswami was also such a living example. In the Shat Goshami Ashtaka, it is stated, Sankhya Purvaka Nama Gana Nativi Kala Vasani Kritao. The Goswamis, especially Raghunath Das Goswami, strictly followed all the regulative principles. The first regulative principle is that one must chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra loudly enough so that he can hear himself, and one must vow to chant a fixed number of rounds. Not only was Raghunath Das Goswami chanting a fixed number of rounds, but he had also taken a vow to bow down many times and offer obeisances to the Lord. He used to bow down over that. Lokanistarite e tumar avatar, name mohima loke korila prochar. Your role in this incarnation is to deliver the people in general. You have sufficiently preached the glories of the holy name in this world. Want to read the purport?
Haridas Thakur is known as Namacharya because it is he who preached the glories of chanting Harinam, the holy name of God. By using the words Tumara Avatar, your incarnation, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu confirms that Haridas Thakur is the incarnation of Lord Brahma. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur says that advanced devotees help the Supreme Personality of Godhead in his mission, and that such devotees or personal associates incarnate by the will of the Supreme Lord. The Supreme Lord incarnates by his own will, and by his will, competent devotees also incarnate to help him in his mission. Haridas Thakur is thus the incarnation of Lord Brahma, and other devotees are likewise incarnations who help in the prosecution of the Lord's mission.
Ebe alpo sankhya kore koro sankirtan, Haridasa kohesana mora satta nivedan. The Lord concluded, "Now therefore, please reduce the fixed number of times you chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra." Haridas Thakur replied, "Kindly hear my real plea. Ino jati janma mor, ninya kolivar, ina karme ratamui, athama pamo. I have had one desire for a very long time. I was born in an inferior family and my body is most abominable. I always engage in low work. Therefore, I am the lowest, most condemned of men." Don't take him seriously. Adrisya aspisya more angikar koila, rourava haite kori more vaikunta choraila. I am unseeable and untouchable, but you have accepted me as your servant. This means you have delivered me from a hellish condition and raised me to the Vaikunta platform. Svatanta iswar tumi hao icha moi, jagat na chao jare joiche icha hoi. My dear Lord, you are the fully independent personality of Godhead. You act by your own free will. You cause the whole world to dance and act as you like. Onek na chaila more prasada koriya, viprera sradha patro dhaininum lecha hoya. Kainum let Onekana Chaila More Poshara Koriya Bipesrata Patro Kainum Chahoya. My dear Lord, by your mercy you have made me dance in many ways. For example, I was offered the Srata Patra that should have been offered to first class Brahmanas. I ate from it even though I was born in a family of meat eaters. Who can read that report?
Report. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, in his Anupasya, quotes from the Vishnu Smriti in reference to Srata Patra. Brahmana Pasada Yete Patita Kanti Lushaka Eitan Vivadhiye Yatna Srata Karmani Bhandaka. According to this verse, if one is born in a Brahmana family, but does not behave according to the religious standards, he should not be offered the Shraddha Patra, which is prasad offered to the forefathers. Advaita Acharya, offer the Shraddha Patra to Haridas Thakur, not to a Brahmana who had been born in a Brahmana family. Although Haridas Thakur was born in a family of meat eaters, because he was an advanced devotee, he was shown more respect than a first class Brahmana.
Akobancha hoyamor bahudina hoyte lila sambari be tumi loimor chite. I have had one desire for a very long time. I think that quite soon, my Lord, you will bring to a close your pastimes within this material world. Selila prabhu mone kobuna dekhai ba aponara age mor sarira phariba aponara age mor sarir phariba. I wish that you did not show me this closing chapter of your pastimes. Before that time comes, kindly let my body fall down in your presence. Hidoye dorimu tumar komola choran noyane dekimu tumar chandabadan. I wish to catch your lotus-like feet upon my heart and see your moonlight face. Jivai ucharimu tumar krishna chaitanya nam. With my tongue I shall chant your holy name, Sri Krishna Chaitanya. That is my desire. Kindly let me give up my body in this way. More icha jodi tumar prasade hoy, eini veden mor koro doyamoy. O most merciful Lord, if by your mercy it is possible, kindly grant my desire. Enicha deho mor poruk tobo age, evancha siddhi mor tumate age. Let this low-born body fall down before you. You can make possible this perfection of all my desires. Prabhu kohe hari das de tumi magibe. Krishna kripa maya taha avashya karibe. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, my dear Haridas, Krishna is so merciful that he must execute whatever you want. Kintu amar je kichu sukh sabo tumaloya, tumar yoga nohe jabe amare chariya. But whatever happiness is mine is all due to your association. It is not fitting for you to go away and leave me aside. Charane dhari kohe hari das na kari ho maya avashya madhame prabhu karaye doya. Catching the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Haridas Thakur said, my Lord, do not create an illusion. Although I am so fallen, you must certainly show me this mercy. Morsila mani koto koto mohasoy tumalila sahaya koti vakta hoy. My Lord, there are many respectable personalities, millions of devotees who are fit to sit on my head. They are all helpful in your pastimes. Amaheno ajodiyako kito mori gelo aka pipilaka mele prithivir kahahani hoilo. My Lord, if an insignificant insect like me dies, what is the loss? If an ant dies, where is the loss of the material world? Bhagatava sala prabhu tumi mui bhaktavash avashya purabhe prabhu mora eyas. My Lord, you are always affectionate to your devotees. I am just an imitation devotee. But nevertheless, I wish that you fulfill my desire. That is my expectation. Madhyana korite prabhu cholila apone isa dekhiya kali nivedan darsane. Because he had to perform his new duties, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu got up to leave. But it was settled that the following day after he saw Lord Jagannath, he would return to visit Haridas Thakur. Tobe Mahaprabhu tare kori alingan, madhyana korite samudde kori lagavan. After embracing him, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left to perform his new duties and went to the sea to take his bath. Prata kale isha deki sabha bhakta loya hari rashe deki te aila sigra koriya. The next morning after visiting the Jagannath temple, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, accompanied by all his other devotees, came hastily to see Haridas Thakur. Haridase rage asi dila darasan Haridasa bandila prabhu ad vaishnava charan. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the other devotees came before Haridas Thakur who offered his respects to the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all the Vaishnavas. Prabhu kohe Haridas, koho samachar, Haridas kohe Prabhu je kripa tumar. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inquired, "My dear Haridas, what is the news?" Haridas Thakur replied, "My Lord, whatever mercy you can bestow upon me." Adame angane arambila Prabhu mohasankirtan Bhakeshara Panditaha Korena Kirtan. Upon hearing this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately began great congregational chanting in the courtyard. Bhakeshwar Pandit was the chief dancer. Sarupa Gosayadi Jato Prabhugan Haridase Veri Kori Nama Sankirtan. Headed by Sarup Damodar Goswami, all the devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu surrounded Haridas Thakur and began congregational chanting. Ramananda Sarvavoma Sobaragrete Haridase Guna Prabhu Lagila Kohite. In front of all the great devotees like Ramananda Rai and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to describe the holy attributes of Haridas Thakur. Haridase Guna Kohite Prabhu Haila Panchamukh Kohite Kohite Prabhu Bare Mohasu. As he described the transcendental attributes of Haridas Thakur, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu seemed to possess five mouths. The more he described, the more his great happiness increased. Haridase Guna Sabar Vismiti Haridase Guna Sabar Vismito Hoimon Sarva Bhakto Bhanne Haridase Racharan. After hearing of the transcendental qualities of Haridas Thakur, all the devotees present were struck with wonder. They all offered their respectful obeisances to the lotus feet of Haridas Thakur. Haridasa Nija Grethe Prabhu Re Bosaila Nija Netra Dui Bringo Mukha Padme Dila. Haridasa Nijagrete Prabhu Re Bosaila Nija Netre Dui Bringha Mukha Padme Dila. Haridas Thakur made Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sit down in front of him, and then he fixed his eyes like two bumblebees on the lotus face of the Lord. Sahido Yeyani Dhorilo Prabhu Charan Sarva Bhakta Padare Nu Mostaka Bhushan. He held the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu on his heart and then took the dust of the feet of all the devotees present and put it on his head. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Sabda Bolena Barobar Prabhu Mukha Madhuri Piye Netre Jalodhar. He began to chant the holy name Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya again and again. As he drank the sweetness of the face of the Lord, tears constantly glided down from his eyes. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Sabda Korite Uccharan Namir Sahit Prana Koyila Utkraman. While chanting the holy name of Sri Chaitanya, he gave up his air of life and left his body. Mohajogeshara Prai Deki Swachande Moran Bishyani Jan Sabar Hoilo Smaran. Seeing the wonderful death of Haridas Thakur by his own will, which was just like a great mystic yogi's, everyone remembered the passing away of Bhishma. Hare Krishna Sabde Sabe Kore Kolahol Premanande Mahaprabhu Hoila Bhiva. There was a tumultuous sound as they all chanted the holy names Hari and Krishna. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became overwhelmed with ecstatic love. Haridase Tanu Prabhu Kole Loila Uthaya Angane Nachena Prabhu Prema Vishtahaya. The Lord raised the body of Haridas Thakur and placed it on his lap. Then he began to dance in the courtyard in great ecstatic love. Prabhu Raveshe Avasya Sarva Bhaktagan Prema Veshe Sobena Chekorena Kirtan. Because of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's ecstatic love, all the devotees were helpless, and in ecstatic love they also began to dance and chant congregationally. E mote nito prabhu koila kotokon sarupa gosai prabhu re koila korailo savodan. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced for some time, and then Sarup Damodar Goswami informed him of other rituals for the body of Thakur Haridas. Haridasa Thakure tobe bimane choraya samudre loya gela tobe kirtana koriya. The body of Haridas Thakur was then raised onto a carrier that resembled an airship and taken to the sea, accompanied by congregational chanting. Age Mahaprabhu chole nitya korite korite pache nitya kore bhake shara bhakta gana sate. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced in front of the procession, and bhakras were upon it along with other devotees chanted and danced behind him. Hari dase samudra jale snana koraila Prabhu kohe samudraye mohatirta hoila. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bathed the body of Haridas Thakur in the sea and then declared, from this day on, this sea has become a great pilgrimage site. Haridasir pado dakha piye bhaktagan Haridasir ange dila posada chandan. Everyone drank the water that had touched the lotus feet of Haridas Thakur. And then they smeared remnants of Lord Jagannatha's sandalwood pulp over Haridas Thakur's body. Dhor korar prasada vastra ange dila balukai gartra kori thak Balukara garta kori tahe soraila. After a hole was dug in the sand, the body of Haridas Thakur was placed in it. Remnants from Lord Jagannath, such as silken rope, sandalwood pulp, food and cloth, were placed on the body. Charidike bhakta gana korena kirtan bhakesara pandita korena anandinartan. All around the body, the devotees perform congregational chanting, and Bhaktisra Pandit danced in jubilation. Hari bolo, hari bolo, bole gaurarai, apani si hasti balo dilata gai. With his transcendental hand, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally covered the body of Haridas Thakur with sand, chanting, Hari bolo, hari bolo, tare balo diya pore. Pinda Bandailo Chodike Pondi Chodike Pindera Mohavarana Koila. They covered the body of Haridas Thakur with sand and then constructed a platform upon the site. The platform was protected all around by fencing. Tahavere Prabhu Koila Kirtananartan Haridane Kola Hole Bhorilo Bhuvan. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced and chanted all around the platform. And as the holy name of Hari roared tumultuously, the whole universe became filled with jubilation. Tabe Mahaprabhu sava bhakta gana sange samudre korila snana jalake lilange. After Sankirtan, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bathed in the sea with his devotees swimming and playing in the water with great jubilation. Haridase pradakina kore ailo shinghadware Hari kirtan hola holo shakola nagare. After circumambulating the tomb of Haridas Thakur, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to the Singhadwar gate of the Jagannath temple. The whole city chanted in congregation and the tumultuous sound vibrated all over the city. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had a big prasad distribution, a big feast in memory of, in commemoration with Haridas Thakur's transcendental departure. In regard to listening about this festival, Lord Chaitanya gave everyone a benediction. Prema Vishta Haya Prabhu Korena Barodam Suni Bhakta Gane Jorai Manaskam. Overwhelmed with ecstatic love, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu offered a benediction to all the devotees, which all the devotees heard with great satisfaction. Haridasya Bijoy Utsav Jai Koilo Darshan Jai Ha Nitya Koilo Jai Koila Kirtan Jai Tari Baluka Dite Kodilo Gaman Tar Madde Mahotsave Jai Koilo Bhojan Achire Haibe Tasabar Krishna Prapti Haridasa Darsane Haya Ichche Shakti. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave this benediction. Anyone who has seen the festival of Sri Haridas Thakur's passing away, anyone who has chanted and danced here, anyone who has offered sand on the body of Haridas Thakur, and anyone who has joined this festival to partake of the prasad will achieve the favor of Krishna very soon. There is such wonderful power in seeing Haridas Thakur. Kripa kore Krishna more diachila sanga Swatantra Krishna Icha Koila Sangha Bhanga. Being merciful upon me, Krishna gave me the association of Haridas Thakur. Being independent in his desires, he has now broken that association. Haridasar Icha Jobe Hoilo Cholite Ama Shakati Tare Nari Lo Rakite. When Haridas Thakur wanted to leave this material world, it was not within my power to detain him. Icha matre koilo nija prana niskamon purve jano suniachi bhishmerash moran. Simply by his will, Haridas Thakur could give up his life and go away, exactly like Bhishma, who previously died simply by his own desire, as we have heard from Shastra. Haridasa achilo prithivir siramoni Taha bina ratna sunna hailo meidhini. Haridas Thakur was the crown jewel on the head of this world. Without him, this world is now bereft of its valuable jewel. Joyo joyo Haridas boli koro haridwani Ato boli Mahaprabhu nachen apwani. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then told everyone, say, all glories to Haridas Thakur, and chant the holy name of Hari. Saying this, he personally began to dance. Sabe gaya jaya 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 Haridas Nami Mohima Jai Kodilo Prakash. Everyone began to chant, all glories to Haridas Thakur, who revealed the importance of chanting the holy name of the Lord. Tabe Mahaprabhu sabe bhakta vidai dila harsha vishade prabhu visrama kodila. Thereafter, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bid farewell to all the devotees, and he himself, with mixed feelings of happiness and distress, took rest. Eto kohilo, eho kohilo, haridasir vijoy, jahasravane krishna, drida bhakti hoy. Thus I have spoken about the victorious passing away of Haridas Thakur. Anyone who hears this narration will certainly fix his mind firmly in devotional service to Krishna. A purport.
At Purushottama Kshetra at Jagannath Puri, there is a temple of Tuta Gopinath. Yukam goes from there to the sea. He can discover the tomb of Haridas Thakur still existing. Every year on the day of Ananda Chaturdashi, there is a festival to commemorate the passing away of Haridas Thakur. In the same place, three deities of Nityananda, Krishna, Chaitanya, and Advaita Prabhu were established about 100 years ago. A gentleman named Ramaravara from Kendrapara in the province of Orissa contributed funds to establish these deities in the temple. The management of the temple was under the Topai Kopinath for the province. This temple was later sold to someone else, and this party is now maintaining the Seva Puja of the temple. Near this temple and the tomb of Haridas Thakur, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur constructed a small house called Bhakti Kuti. In the Bengali year 1329, Purushottama Natha, branch of the Gaudiya Math, was established there. In the Bhakti Ratnakara, it is stated, I'm not the expert.
Srinivasa Sigra Samadhyar Kulegela Haridasa Thakurera Samadhi Dekhila Bhumide Puriya Koila Pranati Vistar Bhagavata Gana Sri Samadhi Sanidhane Srinivasa Sthira Koila Sasneha Vachanane Puna Srinivasa Sri Samadhi Pranamiya Jai Vilapa Koila Tha Sunile Dravehiya.
Srinivas Thakur quickly went to the seashore. When he saw the tomb of Haridas Thakur, he immediately fell down, offering prayers and almost fainted. The devotees present there testified him to his very sweet and affectionate words, and Srinivas again offered his obeisances to the tomb. Hearing of the separation that Srinivas expressed to his foundation at the tomb of Haridas Thakur makes one's heart melt.
So later tonight someone can read the other verse.
Jaya 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 Haridas Mahasoy. Jaya Jaya Haridas Name Mohima Je Korila Prakash. Jaya 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 Haridas. Jaya Jaya Haridas Name Mohima Je Korila Prakash. Jaya Hari Dasa, Jaya Hari Dasa, Jaya Hari Dasa, Jaya Hari Dasa.
Jaya Hari Dasa, Jaya Hari Dasa, Jaya Hari Dasa, Jaya Hari Dasa.
Jaya Hari Dasa, Jaya Hari Dasa.
Jaya Hari Dasa, 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 Jaya Hari
bathing the body of Lord Haridas Thakur, of laying him personally with his own hands in the hole in the sand, and covering up with his own hands, and dancing and distributing prasadam, and performing all types of transcendental service for his devotee, although he was a great sannyasi, the greatest sannyasi, still, all the transcendental reciprocation which he showed with Haridas Thakur is incomparable, and gives an insight to his devotees, how much he loves his devotees and how intimate is his relationship with them. So, at this celebration, also how, although of course in losing the association of Haridas Thakur, Lord Chaitanya was in distress, but in seeing Haridas Thakur successfully complete his life and pass away very gloriously, chanting the holy name and complete Krishna consciousness, just as Bhishma Deva did, there's also a cause for rejoicing. So, in this type of mixed feelings, everyone had a great festival. There wasn't a material lamentation. To pass away as Haridas Thakur did, there's no cause of any material lamentation. That is the perfection of life. The only distress is that now the association of such a devotee was taken away from all the other devotees. So this should be the focal point of our whole life. Of course, we cannot imitate Haridas Thakur, but we should try to follow in his footsteps, to regularly chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, and to be prepared to leave our body in full Krishna consciousness, absorbed in the thoughts of Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Not really much to say, everything is there. Hare
Krishna.